shotguns and handguns in stock, including the new Ruger American Rifle in .450 Bushmaster. Randy's has over 100 variations of this bolt-action rifle, and it's a legal alternative in the shotgun zone, and is fully capable of 3-inch groups at 300 yards. Mark your calendar for the Randy's Hunting Center open house, Saturday, October 7th. Factory representatives will be on hand from Leupold, Redfield, Smith & Wesson, Darton, along with a shooting trailer full of hunting bows and crossbows. And get special one-day-only open house pricing. Check out the website, randyshuntingcenter.com.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best deal at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
Are you a little hot under the collar? Is your car's air conditioning not working? You know, there is a lot of summer left. Bring it to the experts at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They have the proper equipment, the parts, and take the extra time to find the problem and give you a permanent repair, all at a reasonable price. Leak detection, recharging, and compressor repair for cars, trucks, RVs, and agricultural equipment. They also sell radiators, gas tanks, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. Remember, if you want to be really cool, see Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101. That's 269-7101.
Your number one thumb area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
I'm Sean McVay from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
You're listening to the WLW Sports Network week number 6 coverage of the Greater Thumb Conference. In the West, it is the Cassidy Redhawks at 4-1 on the season, taking on the 1-4 Bad Axe Hatchets. If you were to cast a line from the Cass River to the county seat of Huron, it would be an impressive 16-mile fish line cast. For the landlubbers out there, though, it's exactly 20.0 miles via car from Cassidy High School to the front door of Bad Axe High School. North on Cemetery Road, east on Bay City Forestville, and then north on the road that never ends, better known as M53. In regards to school size, Bad Axe has a sizable advantage. The Hatchets have 328 students enrolled in high school, Cassidy with just 282, plus 46 for the Broken Wood Splitters. It's quite interesting, actually. If you were to look up Cassidy's enrollment in 2007, it would have been 503. Now, 10 years later, nearly half, down 221 students. Bad Axe has been hit not as bad, though. Nearly down 105 students since 2007. Now we listen in to our national anthem, performed by the Bad Axe Marching Band. Tonight marks the 71st meeting between Cassidy and Bad Axe. In fact, neither team has played anyone more often than each other. The all-time record stands at Cassidy 36, Bad Axe 33, and won for the Gipper a 6-6 tie way back in 1950. As far as offensive production is concerned, Cassidy has a sizable advantage. The Red Hawks have the third most productive offense in the Greater Thumb Conference behind Ubley and Sandusky with 34 points on average per game. Bad Axe, the third worst offense in the GTC at 13.2 points, plus 20.8 for the home of Biagios and Sherpins. Defensively, it's closer than one would think. Cassidy is the sixth best defense in the Greater Thumb Conference. Bad Axe is 7. 22 for CC. For BA, 24.4, plus 2.4 in favor of the elusive Red Hawk. Las Vegas set their line for the night, and they're confident in the line, unless they're wrong. Our colleagues at the Ohio State University Sports Wagering Department said after factoring in all possibilities. Stats, injuries, weather, location, the spread for today sits at Cass City, 28.5 points. Today is the 272nd day of the year, meaning just 93 days until New Year's Eve. Dave, have any plans yet?
What about you? I don't have any.
Well, no. I was wondering you.
No, I have none.
We'd like to say hello and greetings to those listening to tonight's game worldwide via WLW Sports, especially to those who listen south of the Cass River. Which, Dave, that brings me to this week's trivia question. You ready for this?
I'm ready. Bring it on.
If one were to travel from south of Cassidy and Cemetery Road and travel to tonight's game, how many rivers would you cross over?
South of Cass City.
So you're on Cemetery Road, south of Cass City.
Right. So you would.
And you're going to go north.
Obviously, the Cass River.
Yep, there's one.
And the Pinnebog.
Uh-huh.
I believe there's three. Three?
That is correct.
Yes.
That is correct. The Pigeon River.
Yes.
And Pigeon River ends at Thomas Road, south of Atwater, about 2 miles east of M53, in fact. And speaking of Pinnebog, Pinnebog was not the original name for the Four Corners town. What was the original name of Pinnebog?
That is a great question.
I found
question.
This out today.
I'll give you multiple choice. That's what I was looking for.
Is it A, Pinnepog, B, Took a Jog, C, Port Crescent South Post, or D, Hex Barn Grill?
Well, based on those answers, I will go with Pinnepog.
That is correct. No one knows how it actually changed, either by mistake or by the Postal Service in D.C., which created the buzz that it was actually supposed to be Pine Bog. Only problem is there's no bog in Pinnebog. We'll get to that last question in a second here as we're ready to kick off. Bad Axe won the toss, elected to receive, and we are underway in Bad Axe. Into the 30-yard line, Bad Axe brings it in with ease, right to left for us across your radio, and gets out to about the 37-yard line brought down by Luke Stern on special teams, and Bad Axe will be starting their first drive at their own 37-yard line.
Absolutely right, Clark, and we'll see here as we're going to get to the three keys for the game today, starting with Bad Axe. They have the football, and if they want to stay in this game, Clark, and make it a game, be very competitive, they need to control the ball, control the tempo. That means get 3-4 yards on plays, get first downs, and keep that Cass City high-powered offense on the sideline. That's crucial in this game. For Cass City, it's the opposite. They need to create more opportunities for that offense. That defense needs to get off the field more, and last but not least for Cass City, they got to get back to winning ways. So they got to get back to doing what they do best and not worry about last week.
Bad Axe at the line, and we have our first flag of the night. It's disco night early here in Bad Axe, as it looks like Bad Axe went with a hard count and caught him off guard. And that's going to be a 5-yard penalty.
Judgment, the defense line, replay first down.
So we have 1st and 5 now for the Bad Axe Hatches. They move up to their own 42-yard line. Pretty good start so far.
Absolutely, and that's part of this offense we've seen in week one is you get that the offense set up and the whole team goes down just a little bit further, and that threw off Cass City right away on first down.
Bad Axe on the single wing, hands it off right at the gut and out to about the 50-yard line. That would be number 10, Jack Clancy.
Jack Clancy on the carry.
All the way out to the 50-yard line, and it's a 8-yard gain. Move the chains for Bad Axe.
And a great play there again with both Wehner and Clancy in the backfield. The snap could go to either one. Communication has to be well. The whole play felt like it was going to the right. A direct snap to Clancy. He goes back to the left and finds a nice opening for a first down already on their first play from Bad Axe.
Single wing to the left, and it's a working off the left hash. It's direct snap to Wehner, and he dives across midfield out to the 48-yard line. Good enough for a 2-yard gain. 2nd down and 8 coming up for the Hatchets. 11:24 left in the first quarter, scoreless, and the tackle made by Luke Stern.
And Mike Ziegler there, big number 70 in on the play as well. Both attacking that line of scrimmage. This one a direct snap to Wehner. Clancy becomes the lead fullback on the play. Wehner follows him through for a nice 3-yard gain on first down.
Second down, 8 to go inside Cassidy territory. Now the Navy jerseys and home for Bad Axe on homecoming night. Wing, single wing to the left, and it's a direct snap to Clancy. Goes right up the gut across the 45.